This week's parsha is Parshas Tazria Metzora. We have a double header. It's also Rosh Chodesh this Shabbos. Ritz Hashem tonight, tomorrow, and Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh, double decker. So we have Baruch Hashem, lots of exciting things to talk about. I wanted just to focus for a few minutes on a simple idea that's very, very relevant to every one of us, and it has been for quite some time due to the current events which we find ourselves in. The Torah says in Parshas Tazria, listen carefully, please, my friends. Vatzarua asher bo anega, the person that has tzaras, that has the nega, the affliction of the leprosy. Bigadav yufrumim, his clothes are supposed to be torn. Vroshoy yiye farua, his head is supposed to let his hair grow long. Val safam yateh, he's supposed to have something over his lips, bent over a little bit, let his hair grow over his lips, like an ovel, Rashi says, v'tamei tamei yikra. And he should let everyone know that he's tamei, and everyone will stay away from him. Next pasuk says, kol yimei asher anega bo, yitma tameihu, all the days that the nega of tzaras is in him, he will be tamei. Listen to these next words, please. Badad yeshev, he shall sit alone. Michutz lamachane moshavo, his place belongs outside of the machane. That is the punishment of the person that's tzaras. He's supposed to be alone. He's supposed to be to himself, with himself. Rashi famously comments, Badad yeshev, says Rashi, he has to be mamish alone, not even with other people that are tamei. Asks Rashi, and why is it? Why are we so strict with him that he has to go out of all the different camps that the Jewish people were encamped in? Since he's separated with his words between man and wife, husband and wife, between man and his friend, af hu yibadel, he has to be alone. Truth of the matter is, Abosai, alone certainly is a punishment. In this context, the Torah is saying there's a punishment given to the mitzora. What's the punishment? He caused others to separate from each other, and therefore he has to separate himself. However, in this punishment, Rabbi Osai, there's a very, very important lesson, and it's very, very relevant for all of us. I reached out to one of my Talmidim, not in this year, from many years ago, yesterday. How are you? How are you doing? He said, you know, I'm doing okay, thank God, in quarantine. I said, everything okay? Did you get corona? So he said, no, just I'm locked up in my apartment, in my house, you know, I'm just locked up. So, okay, I said, Baruch Hashem, I'm happy that no one is sick with the virus in this family, Baruch Hashem. But the response and the idea of being quote-unquote in quarantine, which we have all experienced in one way, shape, or form for the past couple of weeks, is a very, very, very important lesson. What's the Torah telling this Mitzvah? What's it supposed to do? Just sit outside? And do what? What's the punishment? How's he going to mend his ways? The answer is, my friends, oftentimes when we're in a group setting, when we're in a regular setting with all of our friends, with our community, so we lose our identity, and we lose our ability to think, and we don't think, we don't contemplate, we just go through our emotions, go through our days, go through our weeks. We get up in the morning, our alarm goes off, we hopefully get up, go to shul, hopefully in regular times, then maybe hopefully we'll learn a little bit, run to work, hopefully daven mincha in the middle of the day of work, work some more, come home, have supper, hopefully a little bit of night, go to sleep and just repeat, and just go through emotions day in, day out. Don't necessarily stop and think about anything. Don't necessarily stop and think about life. Where am I going? Where am I running for? What am I trying? Why am I always running to make sure I get that item? Even more fundamentally to the Mitzora, whose punishment comes because of his lack of proper speech, he has no one to talk to. When a person has no one to talk to, they start thinking again for themselves, you know, what am I saying usually? Are the words that I say usually constructive? Are they productive? Are they words that build other people? Are they words that are mesameach other people? Are they words that are making the Ribbono Shel Olam happy that he gave me the gift of speech? Or sometimes the words that could be used constructively are used destructively, are used in a way that unfortunately cause others to be extremely put down. I walk around town in Rabbi Shemesh these days. There's a rule in Eretz Yisrael now. If you leave your house, you have to wear a mask. And if you call without a mask, I think you have to pay 200 shekels or something like that, which I'm not sure if that's going to be enough for Hazama to make it Eidishatiyachalazima, and if it's enough of a fear factor. But the point is, you know, at the end of the day, it's something, everyone's wearing masks. When you wear a mask, and your speech is muffled, and you can't speak properly, and people have to, like, you know, do a double take before they fully understand what you're saying, it also reminds you, you know, one second, maybe I should be careful. It's like an automatic muzzle over your mouth, like an automatic way to, you know, for a person to remind himself, oh, one second, maybe I have to be more careful what I'm saying. Maybe I'm saying things that I shouldn't be saying. Maybe my mouth, which is supposed to be used for good and important things, can be used in much better ways. I think I mentioned this to you guys earlier, that a few years back I had a problem with my throat, and I had orders from the doctor not to speak for an entire week. I learned so much during that week. I learned about how much I say that I don't have to say. I learned about communicating without speaking, but just being able to communicate and to think. Probably the most important thing that I learned that week was just the importance of thinking before I speak, which was such a very, very important and powerful lesson. So true, Badad Yeshev, which the Metzorah gets, is a punishment, it's true, but it also is a very, very, very powerful and important lesson which the Metzorah gets, which is, my friends, we have a gift. It's an amazing gift. It's called speech. It's the ability to speak. Hashem gave us this incredible gift. And let's try our best to use it properly, not to abuse it. Let's make sure that the words that we say are words that will build people, make people happy, people feel good, be mesameach people. Chas v'shalom, not use words that are going to rip people, insult people, make people feel bad, feel less important. This is a big challenge which we always have, but I think certainly in this time of life that we're alone and have time to think, let's use the time to think a little bit. When Emir Tzashem, when this is over, and we all leave our badad yeshev status, when we all leave our quarantine and we go back to regular life, it just can't be that we'll be the same. It can't be that, yeah, we'll talk the same and we'll think the same. If we do, then we missed out on this opportunity. Let us all use the time that we have to think properly, to contemplate properly, Emir Tzashem, to all emerge out of this challenging time in a way that's going to light up the community around us, light up our families, light up Am Yisrael, light up the world. Everybody have a fantastic Shabbos and super duper hatzlacha and everything.